Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see
him. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 22nd of February, 2017. We're going to be taking up in the book of Yirmiyahu, that's Jeremiah, with chapter 17. And it starts out with Yahweh speaking, verse 1. The sin, 2403, of Yehuda is written, 3789, with a stylus, 5842, of iron, 1270, with the point, 6856, of adamant, that's 8068, that is Shamir, in Hebrew, and it's as something hard and sharp. It also can mean thorns. Okay. It is engraved 2790 upon the tablet 3871 of their heart, and upon the horns 7161 of your altars. 4196, and here this means pagan altars. Verse 2. While their children remember their altars and their Asherah poles, those were called Asherah poles, they were carved in the image of Asherah, the fertility goddess. And it's also called Ishtar, from where we get Easter Sunday, Ishtar Sunday. It's a pagan day, fertility day with bunnies and eggs. And their Asherah poles by the luxuriant trees upon the high hills. That's where they did all their pagan worship, up on the high hills. Verse 3, my mountain, 2042, in the field, 7704, I will give your wealth and all your treasures to the booty, your high places for sin throughout all your borders. That's 1116, high places. Those are places of pagan worship. Verse 4, you shall let drop, 8058, from your heritage, 5159, that I have given you, and I will cause you to serve your hated enemies in the land which you know not. For a fire you have kindled in my anger that shall burn until everlasting. And that's for a very long time. He's tired of the pagan worship. All of this has to do with paganism in Israel. Verse 5, thus says Yahweh, cursed be the man, and that's 1397, as a strong man, Geber, that trusts in Adam and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Yahweh. An arm is as his sort of power and security. Verse 6, for he shall be like a, and it's translated bush, 6176, and that is Ar in the Hebrew, and that's really uncertain. We're not sure about that. For he shall be like a RR in the desert plain, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places, 2788, in the wilderness, a land of salt, 4420, without inhabitant. Verse 7, this is the reverse of verse 5. Verse 7, blessed is the man, again, that strong man, that trusts in Yahweh, whose confidence is Yahweh. Verse 8, and you can reference Psalm 1, verse 3. This is the reverse of verse 6. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and spreads, 7971, her roots, 8328, by the stream, 3104, and shall not see when the heat comes, 25278, but her leaves, 5929, shall be luxuriant, 7488, and shall not be anxious, 1672, in the year of drought, 1226, nor depart, 4185, from yielding fruit. So, even in the bad times, the one that trusts in Yahweh will be taken care of. And I'm going to take care of that coffee while it's still hot. Verse 9, the heart is deceitful, 6121, above all. And their heart can mean mind as well. And weak, 605, as weak-willed, if 3820 is used as mind, which it often is. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, this is verse 10, I, Yahweh, search the heart, try, 974, the kidneys, 3629, that's the inner being, to give each man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. And verse 10, you can reference part A in Revelations 2, verse 23, and part B in Psalm 62, verse 12. And kidneys, 3629, is used as the seat of emotions, as 3820, literally heart, is used as the center of thought in Hebrew writings. That's how they used them. It is the reverse in the Greek. Verse 11, as a partridge, 7124, gathers together, 1716, and here eggs is implied, but hatches not, 3205, he that makes riches not by just means shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. In other words, all your stuff that you gather through your wickedness, you're going to leave for somebody else. You're not taking it with you. It's just stuff. And I hate to quote John Lennon, but you don't take nothing with you but your soul. So, verse 12. This is Jeremiah speaking. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. 4720. In verse 13, I corrected the word order, and it makes more sense. And see John 4, verses 10 through 15. It describes Yahweh as the water of life. Verse 13, Yahweh, the hope, 4723, of all Israel, all that forsake you shall be ashamed And those that depart from, 3249, that depart from you shall be written, 3789, in the land, because they have forsaken the spring, 4726, of the water, capital W, 4325, of life, 2416, Yahweh. So that describes him as the spring of the water of life. Verse 14. Heal me, Yahweh, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. 8416. Behold, they say to me, where is the word of Yahweh? Let it come now. They're mocking him, okay? Mocking Jeremiah. Verse 16, as for me, I have not hastened, 2:1-3, from shepherding, 7:4-6:2, and following you. So he's teaching the people. He's shepherding the flock. He's a pastor. The day of weakness, 6:05, I have not desired, 1:83. You know, that which came forth, 4:1-6:1, from my lips, 81:93, was directly, 5:2:2:7, before you. He was bold about speaking the word of Yahweh. Verse 17, be not a terror, 4:2:8:8, to me. You are my refuge, 4:2:6:8, in the day of evil. In other words, he is putting all his trust and hope in Yahweh. Verse 18, put to shame, 9:5:4, my persecutors, 7:2:9:1, but do not let me be put to shame. Dismay them, 2:8:6:5, but do not dismay me. Bring upon them the day of evil, and break them, 7:6:6:5, with a double, 4:9:3:2, breaking, 7:6:7:0. Now here's Yahweh speaking again. Verse 19, thus said Yahweh to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, that the kings of Yehuda enter in, and that they go forth, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. Verse 20, and say to them, hear you the word of Yahweh, you kings of Yehuda, and all of Yehuda, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Here's verse 21, and you can reference Nehemiah 13, verses 15 through 22. Verse 21, thus says Yahweh, guard yourselves, 8:1:04, and bear no burden, 4:8:5:3, on the day of Shabbat. Because they were buying and selling and, you know, just they were breaking the Sabbath. Nor bring in by the gates of Jerusalem from all the merchants, the Canaanite merchants that were outside the gates buying and selling. Verse 22, neither go forth with a burden from your houses on the day of Shabbat, and all work do not do, but set apart the day of Shabbat, as commanded I to your ancestors. Verse 23. But they heard not, nor inclined their ear. In other words, tried to pay attention. But made stiff, 7:1:8:5, and that can be or hard, their neck, 7:1:8:5, that they might hear not, nor receive, 3947, instruction, 4148. Verse 24. And it shall be, If that big two-letter word, you listen diligently, 8085, doubled, to me, declares Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the day of Shabbat, but set apart the day of Shabbat to do no work in. Verse 25, then there shall enter into the gates of the city kings and officers, sitting upon the throne of Dawid. That's not David, it's Dawid. It's a waw, not a vav. The Jews change it. Riding in chariots and on horses, they and their officers, the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the city shall remain or abide or dwell, whatever, 3427, forever. They had to change their practices or Jerusalem was going to be destroyed. Verse 26, and they shall come from the cities of Yehuda and from the places around Jerusalem and from the land of Binyamin, Benjamin, and from the lowland, 8219, and from the mountains, 2022, and from the Negeb, 5045, that's from the south, bringing burnt offerings, 5930, and sacrifices, and grain offerings, and incense, bringing thank offerings to the house of Yahweh. These are Israelites that will come. Verse 27. But if, again that bad two-letter word, but if, you will not listen to me to set apart the day of Shabbat and to not bear a burden, entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the day of the Shabbat, then I will kindle a fire in the gates of it, and it shall devour the palaces, that's the rich men's houses, 759, of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. And when he was speaking in this chapter of the mountain of the field, it refers to the mountain upon which Jerusalem itself sat, because it's out in the middle of nothing. It's just a mountain. And it was going to be plundered. And those that trusted in armies and weapons and their own strength, instead of the many times proven power of Yahweh, well, they were gonna lose. That's what we have to remember today. We have to wait on Yahweh. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 13, it's all about keeping the Sabbath day set apart. And Nehemiah physically shut the gates. So you can read chapter 13. Now we'll get into chapter 18, verse 1. The word that was to Yirmiyahu, that's Jeremiah, from Yahweh, saying, verse 2, arise and go down to the house of the potter, 3335, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Verse 3, Jeremiah speaking. Then I went down to the house of the potter, and behold, he made a work, 4399, on the potter's wheel. That's 70. One and verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay, 2563, was marred, 7843, in the hand of the potter. So he returned it, while it was still wet and not fired. So he returned it and made it into another vessel that was pleasing, 3474, in the eyes of the potter to make. Verse 5. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, okay, this is a famous verse right here, verse 6. As the potter, am I not able to do with you, house of Israel? Declares Yahweh. Behold, as the clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. Verse 7. Instantly, 7:2:8:1, I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, 5:4:2:8, and to tear down, 5:4:2:2, and to destroy. That's 6. Verse 8. If that nation against whom I spoke turns from evil, I will change my mind, 5:1:6:2, over the harm I thought to do to them. Verse 9. And instantly I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build, 11:29, and to plant, 5:1:9:3. Verse 10. If it does evil in my sight and does not listen to my voice, then I will change my mind over the good by which I said I would amend. 31:90. He's talking of Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 11. At this time, speak now to the men of Yehuda and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says Yahweh, behold, I form evil against you, that's as harm, and devise, 2:8:0:3, a scheme, 4:2:8:4, against you. Turn back now, every man from his way of evil, as wickedness, and amend your ways and your deeds. Verse 12. And they said, there is no hope, 29:76, because we will walk after our own plans, 4:2:8:4, and every man will do the stubbornness, 8:3:0:7, of his evil heart. In other words, oh well, let me get a hit of this coffee while it's still warm. Ah, that finished that. Verse 13. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, ask now among the nations who has heard such things. The virgin, 13:30, as Yahweh's bride, of Israel has done a very horrible thing. 81:86. That's an idiom. At Sha'arurith. And for verse 14, I corrected the word order in this that they had botched in the King James Version to make it confusing. Verse 14, will leave 5,800 from the rock, 6,697 of the field, 7,704, the snow of Lebanon. That's a question. We'll leave from the rock in the field the snow of Lebanon. Shall be dried up, 5:4:0:5, the waters from a foreign place that are cold and flowing. Verse 15. Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense, 6:9:9:9, to vanity, 7:7:2:3, worthless, that means they're idols. And they have stumbled, 3:7:8:2, in their ways in the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way, 18:70, not raised up, 5:5:4:9. They didn't walk on the king's highway. All the king's highways were raised roads. They didn't walk on the highways. They were stumbling around out in the wilderness. Verse 16. To make their land waste, a perpetual hissing, 8:2:9:2, All that pass by near it shall be appalled, 8074, and wag, 5110, their head. Verse 17, I will scatter them, 6327, with the east wind, 6921, and then wind. The east wind is a hot wind from the desert regions before the hated enemy. I will make them see the back, 6203, and not the face, and the day of their calamity, 343. Okay, here's verse 18, and this is another plot against Yirmiyahu. Verse 18, they said, come, let us devise 2803 schemes for 2804 against Yirmiyahu. For the Torah, 8451, shall not perish, 6, from the priest, nor counsel, 6098, from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. No, they're priests. Their teachings. Come, let us smite him with the tongue, 3956, and let us not attend, 7181, to any of his words. In other words, let's just badmouth him and slander him and don't listen to anything he says. And here's Jeremiah talking to Yahweh. Attend to me, Yahweh, and hear the voice of those that contend with me, 3401. Those, that's Uribe as personal opponents. Verse 20. Shall be recompensed for good evil. In other words, if he's trying to do good and they're giving him evil back. Because they have dug, 3738, a pit, 7745, for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them and turn away your wrath, 2534. From them. And then wrath is kamatheka, and that's extreme anger and fury. He was going to destroy them right then. And like Moses, he prayed for the people to keep Yahweh from destroying them. So he was a holy man. Verse 21. Therefore, give up their children to the famine, 7458, and pour out, 5064, their blood, that's implied, by the hand of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be slaughtered to death, their young men smitten by the sword in battle. In other words, he's turned, okay, I've had enough too, go ahead and kill them. That's what he's saying. Verse 22. Let be heard a cry, 2201, from their houses, when you shall bring a marauding band, 1416, suddenly, 6597, upon them. For they have dug a pit to catch me and hidden snares for my feet. Verse 23. Yet, Yahweh, you know all their counsel against me to put me to death. Cover over not their iniquity, neither wipe out, 4229, their sin from before you. But let them be brought down, 3782, before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger. In other words, he's sick of being attacked. And that ends chapter 18. Now we get into chapter 19. Verse 1, thus says Yahweh, go and get a flask, 1228, from the potter of earthenware, 2789. And one of the elders, 2205, of the priests. Verse 2, and you can reference verse 2 in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 12, and chapter 23, verse 10. And the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 32-32, and chapter 32, verses 34 and 35. And go forth into the valley, 15:16, of Ben-Hinnom, that's the son of Hinnom, and son is 11:21, and Hinnom is 2011, and 2011 may mean wailing because of the children that were sacrificed there. That's where they used to go out and sacrifice to Molech and burn their children. So it could be the valley of the son of wailing. All these names mean things. Go forth into the valley of Ben-Hinnom, that is by the entrance of the gate of Kareseth, 2777, and proclaim there the words that I shall say to you. Verse 3, and say, hear you the word of Yahweh, kings of Yehuda and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, behold, I will bring evil, that's as harm again, upon this place, so that all who hear, their ears shall tingle, 6750. Titzalana. Verse 4. Because that they have forsaken me and have made alien, 5234, this place, and have burned incense in it to other Elohim, whom neither they nor their ancestors have known, in other words, foreign gods, nor the kings of Yehuda, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. That they killed children there. Verse 5. They have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire as burnt offerings unto Baal, that I commanded not, nor spoke it, neither came it up upon my mind. He really hated, this is anger here. He's really mad. Therefore, before the days come, declares Yahweh, that this place shall no more be called Topheth, 8612. The word origin is doubtful. It might mean fireplace, nor the valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, 2038, Harega. Now, Ben-Hinnom, it is gay. That's valley, Ge-Hinnom. And it evolved over time to Ge-Hinnom, and then into Gehenna, which has been mistranslated into hell in the various English texts. It was never called hell. The Valley of Slaughter. Verse 7, and I will make empty, 1238, the council, 6098, of Yehuda and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their hated enemies, and by the hands of those that seek their lives, and their carcasses I will give for food to the carrion birds of the sky and to the beasts of the land. Whew. Verse 8. And I will make this city waste, 8047, and a hissing, 8322, all that pass through it, all that pass through by it shall be appalled, 8074, and hiss, 8319, because of all the wounds of it, 4347. And verse 8, you can reference 2 Chronicles 29, verse 8, Jeremiah 19, verse 8, and 25, verses 8 and 9, and 29, verse 18, and 51, verse 37, and Micah, chapter 6, verse 16. Verse 9, and you can reference Leviticus 26, 29, and Deuteronomy 28, verse 53, for verse 9. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And every man the flesh of his neighbor shall he eat in the siege, 4692, and stress, 4689, by which their hated enemies and those that seek their lives shall oppress them, 6693. And that came to pass. Verse 10. Then shall you break, 7665, the flask in the sight of the men that go with you. That's the flask he got from the potter. Verse 11. And you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, even so will I break this people in this city, as breaks a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole, 7495, again. And they shall bury them in Topheth until there is no place left to bury. Verse 12. Thus will I do to this place, declares Yahweh, and to the inhabitants of it, and make this city as Topheth. And the house of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Yehuda shall be defiled, 2931, as the place of Topheth, because of all the houses upon whose roofs, 1406, they were flat roofs, they have burned incense to all the host of the sky, 8064, that's the sun, moon, and constellations, they worship planets, and have poured out drink offerings to other Elohim, to other small g gods. Verse 14. Then came Yirmeyahu from Topheth, that there sent him Yahweh to prophesy, and stood he in the courtyard of the house of Yahweh, and said to all the people, verse 15, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil, that's harm, that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words. Topheth is a place of contempt because of the pagan human sacrifices that occurred there. Topheth comes from 8608, Tafaf, which is to drum and strike a tambourine. Thus, 8611 Topheth, small t, means to smite as an idiom for contempt, and also means a tambourine itself. And with an uppercase T, it's a place of smiting or contempt. Like you have contempt for somebody, you slap him in the face. You smite him in the face. So, it just was a bad place. So I got 20 minutes and I have chapter 20 right here, and it's short, so I'm going to do it. Verse 1. Now Paschur, P-A-S-H-C-H-U-R, 6583, the son of Immer, 564, the priest, who was also the chief officer in the house of Yahweh, heard that Yirmiyahu prophesied these things. Verse 2. Then smote Paschur Yirmiyahu the prophet and put him in the stocks. 4115, and that is Mahapeketh, and that implies a bent posture. Put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, Binyamin, which was by the house of Yahweh. Verse 3, and it was in the morning, 4283, that brought forth Paschur Yirmiyahu from the stocks. Then said Yirmiyahu to him, not Paschur has called Yahweh your name, but Magor Misabib, 4036, and that means terror on every side. And you can see verse 10 for that. That's coming up. For thus, verse 4, for thus says Yahweh, behold, I will make you a terror, 4032, to yourself and to all your friends. And they shall fall by the sword of their hated enemies, and your eyes shall see it. And I will give all Yehuda into the hand of the king of Babel, and he shall carry them into exile, that's all one word, 1540, into Babel, and shall slay them with the sword. Verse 5. Moreover, I will give all the wealth of this city and all the labors of it and all the precious things, 3366 of it, and all the treasures of the kings of Yehuda, I will give into the hand of their hated enemies, which shall plunder them and take them away, and they shall go to Babel. Verse 6, and you, Paschur, and all that dwell within your house shall go into captivity. 7628. And you shall come to Babel, and there you shall die and shall be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied. 5012. Lives. 8267. Verse 7. This is a lamentation of Yirmiyahu. You have deceived me, 6601 Yahweh, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision, 7814, all the days. All mock me, 3932. He's lamenting all this punishment he's going through for Yahweh. Verse 8, for as often as I spoke, I cried out, 2199. I cried, 7121, of violence, 2555, and plundering, 7701. Because the word of Yahweh has made me a reproach. The word of Yahweh was made a reproach, 2781, to me. He was punished because of it. And a derision, 7047, all the days. People laughed at him because he spoke the word of Yahweh. Well, they laugh today. They don't want to hear it. They all know better. Verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, 2:1:4:2, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with holding it in, and I was not able. He couldn't help but preach and prophesy. Verse 10. For I heard the whispering, 1681, of many. Terror on every side. There, that refers back to 3. That's Magor Misabib. Terror, Magor, on every side. Misabib. All around. Report, and we will report it. All my mortal friends watch for my stumbling. 6761. This is quoting them. Perhaps he will be deceived, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge from him. They didn't like what he preached. Verse 11. But Yahweh is with me as a mighty warrior. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. 7:9:1:9. Their everlasting disgrace, 3:6:3:9, shall never be forgotten. In other words, Yahweh's going to punish them. Verse 12. But Yahweh of hosts, that tests the righteous and sees the emotions, 3:6:2:9, that's literally the kidneys again, and the mind, 38:20, that's literally the heart. Let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have made known, 15:40, my cause, 7:3:7:9. Verse 13, sing to Yahweh, praise Yahweh, for he has delivered the lives of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Verse 14, and you can reference verses 14 through 18 in the book of Job, chapter 3, 1 through 19. Cursed be the day that I was born. Let not the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. Verse 15, cursed be the man that brought tidings, 13:19, to my father, saying, a male child is born to you, making him very glad. Verse 16, and let that man be, pardon me, as the cities that Yahweh overthrew, 2:0:1:5, and regretted not. And let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at the time of noon. Verse 17, because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, in other words, died in stillborn, and her womb always pregnant, 20:30, died within her. Verse 18, why came I forth from the womb to see labor, 5:9:9:9, and sorrow, 3:0:1:5, and my days consumed with shame, 13:22. And 14:8-18 compares with Job 3, verses 1 through 19. And that ends chapter 20. So, had a good day today. I got in 4 because some of these are short and can just be read. But we're seeing the analogy today of what went on in that time. People revile anybody that tells them the truth. They don't like the truthers. How many of us truthers out here have mysteriously disappeared or have been just outright murdered or had mysterious accidents? How many? It's a whole bunch of us that have been taken down because we dare to expose the lies and corruption that are going on out here, and we expose the face of the enemy, which they don't like. We see shutting down of a lot of the sites of some of our broadcasters here at EFR, namely David James. They punished David James by shutting off his access to his channel when he showed videos that were already on YouTube on other people's sites. He rebroadcast them, and they said he was doing hate speech. He says, but they're already on YouTube and three or four other places. We don't care. We're going to shut you down. David's a truther. Tells the truth. Boy, that's unpopular. Not allowed to do that. But we do it anyway. I just preach the gospel. They can't really hammer me for reading from the Bible. They may in the future. I don't know. They may do a lot of things, but I'm not going to worry about it. The moon can't make come crashing into the earth. Whatever. Superman might turn out to be real, and whatever. It just goes on and on and on. It's a comedy of errors here on this planet at this point. They're rioting in France, they're burning cars, they're hurting cops, they're doing this, they're doing that. They're being paid to riot in the United States by George Soros. They're attacking Trump. We don't know what Trump's going to do. Quit trying to predict stuff. He's going to do what he's allowed to do and no more. That's the way it's been with every president. A president is a figurehead. Okay? Congress can allow or disallow what he wants. And Congress is owned by the children of the devil. They're owned, bought, part and parcel. They have sold out to people that are behind the scenes, that are not elected. We don't know their names. We only hear hints and rumors. They hide themselves very, very well. They hide behind corporations, and basically, they're hidden. They're the hidden ones. And as long as they remain hidden, we really can't, we can't touch them. And even if we do know their name, we can't get to them. They've got massive amount of bodyguards. They're more important than and protected better than the president. We've seen them have to get rid of Secret Service agents that were in on rumored to be, can't say positively, rumored to be in on a coup attempt. They wouldn't protect him. They'd stand aside and let people get at him. So they had to get rid of him. They've had to get rid of a bunch of FBI people. They don't serve the government. They don't serve the people. They serve the hidden masters. We need to deal with that. What if, hypothesizing, all this what if doesn't do a bit of good. We have to take it as it actually comes, because everything's going on behind the scenes. And when you have a secret government, you have a corrupt and dishonest and ruthless entity right there. The government of, by, and for the people is a myth. That has been long gone. This is a corporate government. The government of the United States no longer exists. It is a corporation. It is the federal government of the United States incorporated. It is a corporation. And it serves the corporate interest. It does not serve the people. It's not government of the people. It's government of the corporations for their profit. Now you need to get used to that. Quit living in the clouds and believing all these fairy tales and fantasies. Reality is rather ugly at this point. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get far worse when we go into full tribulation if this financial empire of the children of the serpent collapses. They're going to get really vicious. It's just gonna go crazy. Now, you think it's bad now, it can get a lot worse and will. So you need to prepare yourself spiritually and physically. You need to get your family in line with the word of Yahweh and his laws and keep the feasts. Keep your lives clean. Keep your race pure. Do as Yahweh has said, not churchianity. Don't follow the Judeo-Christian claptrap that they put out there. You need to get into the word of Yahweh if you're a Judeo-Christian and get off that fence. Christian identity people that listen to my show, hey, good for you. You're there. Okay? I love you. I am just so happy that you are aware. It gives me hope that I know I'm going to have brothers and sisters with me in the kingdom. You are, believe me, a great part of what keeps me going. You give me faith because I see the changes in your lives. And I love you all, brothers and sisters. I really do. But I equally love those that are lost. And I grieve for them, and I strive every day to try to get somebody to listen and make a decision to come over into the camp of Yahweh. And to leave the camp of the children of the devil that run the world. Sometimes I get a victory, and it's a great victory, and it's worth it. If I get one, just one, it's worth it. Believe me, to know that a brother or sister has avoided that pit of death. Ah, sweet victory. Praise Yahweh. I'll talk to you again tomorrow, starting with chapter 21 of Jeremiah. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom aleichem to all my brothers and sisters. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the